在于世界中，从非愿、子愿，唯以人子愿，持故圣常法。
Never here by enmity are those with enmity allayed. They are allayed by enmity. This is a timeless truth.
在这个世界上，冤仇呢，冤害，想要解开，就必须呢，心中没有嗔怨之意。如果心中呢有嗔怨之意，相应对呢就不能够解开。
You want to conquer the hatred, you have to weigh out the hatred in your mind. If you have hatred in the mind, you are not able to stop your hatred.
所以呢，必须学习忍辱的功夫。才能提止啊这个怨害。
Therefore, you have to learn how to be patient for anyone who has done to you, and you can stop the hatred.
怎么样学习忍辱功夫呢？必须学习从自己心中去观察。今天我所遇到的因缘，正好呢，证明显示给我看，我以往所造的恶业有多少。
How to learn to be patient? You have to observe your own mind.And then you will find out that any situation you have made today, which is just a proof to tell you that how much evil karma you had done before.
为什么天下的事情这么多，别人不会遇到，只有我遇到？自己要反省自己。
You have to be shame on yourself. You have introspection yourself and ask yourself, why did the situation happen on me? Why not other people?
有一次呢，有一个居士啊，问我，他说啊，师父啊，我每次跟你相处呢，我看到人家东西很愿意给你，可是呢，我就站在你旁边，为什么呢？他们这么不公平，不给我。
One time there was a layman who asked me, 师父, I find out that people are willing to give that thing to you. How come they are not fair? Even I stand beside you, they don't give to me.
那时候呢，我愣了一下，我问他呢，你看到我有全部都拿吗？有些东西我是不是还让他们自己留着用呢？他说对啊。
I was struck down for a while. I asked himDid I tell them all? Did I ask them to leave part of them for themselves? He said, yes. You ask them to leave some for themselves.
然后我又问他，你虽然常常跟在我旁边，你有没有发觉我常常用很欢喜的心给别人好的？有时候呢，不是很好的，我留着自己用啊。他说有啊。
I asked him, have you find out that I always give my own nice been away to other people with a joyful mind. I leave the back thing for my own. He answered me, yes, you did.
然后我又问他，你有这么做吗？他说没有。
I kept asking him, have you do it the same as I did? He said, no, I don't.
于是呢，我问他，为什么你不这么做啊？他说，你富贵啊，我没有能力啊。
I keep asking him, why don't you do it that me? Then he said, you are rich, I'm not rich the same as you. I don't have the ability to do that.
你从小到大有饿到吗？你有没有衣服穿的时候吗？你家里的电视会比别人小台吗？好，你的衣服只有一件吗？他说，我从小没有饿到，我没有冷过，有衣服穿，然后我们家的电视普普通通啦，我的衣服当然不止一件啊，鞋子也不止一件。
I asked him, did you ever suffer from hunger since you are a little child? Do you have the experience for no clothes to wear? Did the TV in your home smaller than other family? Did you only own one set of clothes? He said, I never suffered from hunger since I was little. I never suffered cold, and I have clothes to wear. I had TV in my home. I own not only one set of clothes, even the shoes.
我说，那么你平常穿鞋子一双穿多久坏啊？他说有很多双替换着换啊，我坏了就丢掉啊。我说你一双鞋子有没有穿过超过三年的啊？他说没有。
How long time have you wear one pair of shoes until it was broken? Or you had several pair of shoes to wear, and then you can throw the broken shoes away. Did you ever have the experience wearing one pair of shoes for 3 years? He said, never.
我说呢，那你比我富贵啊。我的一双鞋呢，穿到破要三年，破了之后呢，如果有新的一双鞋，我只是出门穿啊，很近的路呢，我仍然穿那一双鞋，所以一双鞋最少可以穿三年至五年啊，我永远最多最多只有两双鞋。那么你常常有很多很多的鞋，你怎么会贫穷呢？
I asked him, you are much richer than me. I had to wear the same pair of shoes for 3 years until it was broken. If I got a new pair of shoes, I only wear them when I went out. I had to wear the same pair of one shoe at least 3 to 5 years. I never owned Exit two pair of shoes, but you always have many pair of shoes. You are not poor.
所以呢，我只要多一双鞋，第三双我就可以给人了。那么，这就是我贫穷中的富贵。你永远都不够，所以你是呢富贵中的贫穷。
Therefore, if I have extra the third pair of shoes, I can give them away to other people. Therefore, I am rich, although the financial in my family was poor. You always feel not enough. You are poor in your mind, even you are rich.
所以呢，你那个问题啊， 问得很好，为什么人家愿意把东西给我，而却不会去想到要给你？你这个问题问得很好，但是呢，你问错人了，你应该要问你自己。
You ask a good question. Why the people are willing to give their own thing to you and not give them to me? You have to ask yourself. You don't have to ask me this question.
所以一个人如果懂得反省自己，就可以忍受，以呢安忍的心接受事实的呈现。
If people who know to introspect themselves and they are able to be patient for anything they have made, no matter how bad the situation was.
那么如果你能够呢忍受事实的呈现，就能够停止一切呢心中的怨恨。心中的怨恨停止，就能够停止呢外来对我们加压于我们的怨心。
If you are able to be patient for any situation you meet, you are able to stop the hatred from your mind. If you stop the hatred of your mind, and you are able to stop the enmity.
这个呢，就是古时候啊，到现在，圣人呢，常用规劝自己的方法。
This is a timeless truth that the ancient people used to advise themselves.
有一个人啊，很有修养。有一天呢，他刚好穿一件新衣服去街上，然后呢，就碰到啊一个呢，在他们那个城市在挑粪的人。那个挑粪的人是很下贱的。那天呢，他刚好心情不好，喝醉酒，就看到这个人呢，就把那个喝的酒啊，全部吐到他身上去，染污了他那件新衣服。
There was an accomplished man. One day, he wear his new clothes and walking on the street. He made a low and humble man on the street. He was strong and he bought mean.And make his clothes dirty.
那件新衣服呢，就这样啊，被那个喝醉酒人吐得乱七八糟。然后那个喝醉酒的人还口出恶言，骂他，还吐口水在他身上。这时候呢，周围的人啊，都非常的愤怒。
His new clothes was mixed up by the drunk man.And the drunk man also abused him. Other people on the street were so angry for the drunk man.
都骂这个人啊，骂他是下贱人，并且呢，要帮这个修养很好的人呢，出这一口气。
Other people on the street abused him. A humble person. They want to fight him back for this accomplishment.
可是这一个呢，修养很好的人呢，就跟那个人一直啊说对不起，对不起，是我挡了你的路，请你原谅，就默默的呢，没有说什么话呢，回去啊，要把那件衣服给换掉洗过。那么周围的人都取笑这个人呢，没有男子气概，让这个下贱的人呢这么欺负呢。他还呀能忍受。
Indeed, the accomplished man was not angry at this strong man. He kept saying, sorry, sorry, excuse me, it's my fault. It's not your fault. Because I broke the rule. And he kept silent and just went home to change the other clothes and clean in himself. The people on the street were all laughed at this accomplishment. They thought that he was not a hero.
那么这个好的人就说呢，他已经喝醉酒了，脑筋不清醒了。那我如果再跟他计较的话，那不是跟他一样吗？好，我们呢不要再惹事了。所以呢，他就默默地回去呢，洗了个澡呢，把衣服换下来。
The accomplished man said, "The man was already drunk. How could I argue with him? Don't stir up trouble." Therefore, he kept silent, and he went home and changed clothes.
那么。到了那天晚上，这个呢，有道德的人啊，突然间听到有人敲门，就去开门。开门一看，就是今天呢，白天呢，喝醉酒，吐满了他身上衣服的那个人。这时候呢，这个有道德的人就问他：“我早上、中午已经忍了你了，那么。”你不应该再来这里跟我计较啊。
At the same night, this accomplished man heard that someone was locked at his door. He opened the door. The drunk man, which he met this morning, was standing in front of him. The accomplished man spoke to him. I was very...Patient for what you have done to me this morning. You are not able to come here tonight.
但是呢，这时候啊，这个男的啊，眼睛呢看着他，流着眼泪说呢，其实呢，我已经死了。我今天来告诉你是啊，你前一生呢曾经杀了我。本来今天中午呢，如果啊你不能够呢，忍耐的话，那我今天要跟你同归于尽的。后来呢，我从街上回去，过不了多久就死了。
This strong man brimming with tear, looking at him, he said, "Actually, I was already dying. I come tonight because I want to tell you."An unbelievable truth, because I was killed by you last life, and if you were not able to be patient, the quarrel will be happen between you and me this morning, and we all will die together. After I got home, suddenly I was died.
所以呢，我的愤恨啊，稍微解开了一点点。但是因为我家里很贫穷，我死了呢，我的妻子跟儿子无依无靠，然后我的身体呢，他们也没办法帮我埋葬。如果呢，你能够再出钱，那么抚养我的妻儿，然后呢，能够啊，把我的身体埋葬掉，那我跟你的怨呢，就从此真的解开了。
The enmity are allayed some by your amenity. By the way, my family is poor. My wife and son have no one to support after I die. They have no money to bury my dead body. If you can help me to bring up my son and wife and then pay for my funeral expense,My enmity between you and me are allayed.
那个有道德的人啊，一听到这样就说：“好好好，我帮你处理，你安心去吧。 如果以前是我对不起你，那就请你原谅。然后呢，那个黑衣人啊，就消失不见了。
The accomplished man promised him to deal with those things. He said, "Please excuse me if I did hurt you before." And then the drunk man disappeared.
第二天呢，这个有修行的人心里想，不知道真的还假的，就照着昨天呢、啊、那个啊说是鬼的人呢、啊，告诉他的弟子，去到那里一看，果然呢，看到他的妻子啊跪在一个尸体旁边，在那边哀泣，所以呢，他就啊拿一笔钱，让他的妻子呢可以继续生活，然后呢把他的身体安葬。当然，从此以后呢，他也想高寿。
The second day, the accomplished man want proof of his dream. He followed the direction which was the ghost gave to him. As expected, he saw a woman who was kneel beside a dead body.Which was the wife of the drunk man, and she was the wife of the ghost too. He gave some money to the woman to bury the dead body of her husband. He also helped to bring up their sons. Of course, this accomplished man had a long life as his life.
接下来呢，我们来看，唯求住净乐，不摄护诸根，饮食不知量，懈惰不精进，彼时为魔符，如风吹若树。
One who beauty contemplates, whose affected areUnrestrained, in full long moderation knows, is like you who is indolent, that one does Mara overfall, as we a tree of little strength.
只是呢，懂得贪求，我要住的啊，干净，舒适。我要呢要求种种满足我的心啊，快乐，追求这些物质上的啊会变化成住坏空的东西，来满足自己的欲乐，永远不能满足。
If a person only knowTo looking for the environment material, they use the material that their own to make their mind happy, satisfied. But those materials are not forever. Therefore, this is notable to satisfy your success.
为什么呢？因为这些金银钱宝、衣服是给人用的，不是给人积攒的，不是给人堆积的。堆积而不用，就等于损福。一再堆积，就表示缺乏，所以呢是贫穷。
Why? Those goods and material were made by the human beings. They were used by the human beings, but they were not made for store up. If we only understand to store up those material,And we don't use them to the right way, we lose our good fortune. If we only understand to store up those material, we will say that we never own them. We are lack of material.
不能够呢，善于守护自己的贪欲之根，那么一直往外奢求，贪求这些外在的物欲，所以是不能满足。应该要看到，让我们不能满足的因缘是什么？是自己的贪心。
Many people have hard time to watch out their own mind, not greedy for the material. They seek for those material. They are insatiable, greedy most of time. Moreover, we have to understand what is the main reason for being not satisfiedall the time, which is our greedy mind.
好像呢，一个人贪吃某一种东西，不懂得适可而制止，就被这个东西呢，用一把无形的绳子锁绑。
It is just like a person who is greedy of one kind of food.He is not able to restrain of greedy, and he is tied by non-shaped rope.
就好像呢，以前有一个国王，有一天呢，他看到呢，他的花园里面来了一只很漂亮的小鹿。他一看到这一头小鹿呢，就喜欢，想要抓住它。可是呢，当有人靠近小鹿的时候，小鹿就跑了。所以他就问他守园的人，守这个花园的人说，你有没有办法帮我抓到这一头小鹿？他说，我有办法。
Long time ago, there was a king. One day, he saw a beautiful little deer in his garden.He loved it very much once he saw this little deer. He wanted to catch this deer. The little deer ran away when people come closer to him. He asked his gardener, Are you able to catch this little deer for me?
然后呢，那个守园人说，我可以。于是呢，守园人啊，就开始去探查。那一只小鹿呢，通常会在哪里啊吃草？慢慢的呢，他就啊在小鹿没有出现的地方，啊，他常会去吃草的地方抹上一些蜜。
He answered, "Yes, I do." And then this gardener tried to find out where is the place that the little deer went often to eat the grass.And then he put some honey on the grass when the little deer was not there.
那么一天两天，啊，他观察这个小鹿呢，有去吃。然后呢，三天四天，他就慢慢的啊，将那个蜂蜜的草呢，磨啊磨啊。经过一个礼拜之后，这蜂蜜的草就磨到皇宫里面来了。皇宫里面的花园。
The day after day, he knew that the little deer was seen into his trap. The little deer had come to eat the grass. And the day after day, until 1 week after, he put the honey only on the grass inside the palace of garden.
然后呢？最后这个守园人呢，就只有在国王的花园里面抹上蜂蜜，在外面的呢，那些草都不抹上蜂蜜。那只小鹿一天吃，两天吃，三天吃，吃到最后只有国王的啊，这个花园里面有蜂蜜。 其他地方没有，所以他就住在那个花园里面不走了。
Finally, the gardener only put the honey of king's garden, and he did not put any honey on other grassland. The little deer finally stayed in king's garden because other grass has no honey.Only the king's garden, the little deer was not left away.
当然，这只小鹿因为贪吃呢，这个啊守园人的蜜草之故，也就成为呢国王的啊笼中之动物。
The little deer became king's pet, a pet of cage, because.He was greedy for the honey of grace.
这个就好像呢，我们贪吃一个东西，不懂得节制自己，就懒惰懈怠，所以贪欲等于阻碍我们不能够精进，等于呢，就像这只小鹿被那个啊蜂蜜的草所吸附一样，我们人呢。也被自己的贪欲所吸附，这个呢就把生命啊，这只小鹿呢就等于啊把它的有用的生命可以奔驰于广大呢草原大地为家的生命交给了国王跟那个守园人。
Moreover, if we are greedy in full known moderation knows, and who is in the land. The greedy mind can be a big trouble to stop our progress. It is just that the deer which was tied by his own greedy, the little deer has no more freedom. It was handled on the king.And the gardener, and he has no more freedom for running on a big grassland.
弱树，随时随地呢，都有被他人呢枉杀的啊因缘。
That one does Mara overthrow as we.A tree of little strength. The deer might be killed any time. The deer was in danger.
所以呢，生活在这个世间，那么光贪求这些种种衣服、饮食、房子，这些外在的呢物质。不能够提升自己心智的道德是愚痴的，因为那不是你真正的财富。
If we only understand to see for the material just of the clothes, food, house, we are without wisdom and stupid. The morality will not increase. The material are not realbelonging to you.
什么是真正的富贵呢？真正的富贵是不会随着生老病死而消失。真正的富贵是不会台风来就把房子卷走，就把财物刮到呢空中。
What is the definition for the real?Wheels. The real wealth and rank will not disappear, followed by the birth of sickness and death. If the material you have on right now are real belonging to you, your house will not blow away by the typhoon. The material will belong in on the sky.
那么真正富贵呢，是不会随着佛水灾而漂流。真正的富贵福报呢，是不会随着地震、土地龟裂而陷落。
The real wealth and rank will not be driven by the flood. The real wealth and rank will not sink into the floor by the earthquake.
那么我们世间人所追求的富贵，金啊、银啊、钱、衣服、食物，这些东西呢，能够不被火所烧消失的，看我们现在的金钱纸钞，被火一烧就没了，成灰；看我们现在的衣服，被火一烧就没了。现在的呢，所有的这些食物被水一泡就烂了，被大地震，被大地震一震，土地裂开就埋了。被风一吹就卷到天上去。这些所有物质的东西，外在的东西，能够经过成住坏空，能够经不起地水火风四大灾害，生老病死灾害所消失损坏的，才是我们真正的福报。
The human being seek for the money, silver, clothes, food. They thought that the material are belonging to them. They are the real wealth and rank for them. Doesn't those material destroy by fire? Yes, they will. The current money we useNow can be burned up by the fire. The clothes we wear now will be destroyed by the fire. The food we eat will decompose. The material may be burned when the earthquake. The material may be blown by wind on the sky. If those material we own,which are not be disappeared or destroyed by the earth, water, fire, wind, we can just say that they are belonging to us. They are the real wealth and rank.
那么我们人呢，真正的福报，当然也就是呢，食衣住行都充足不缺乏，而真正的福报呢，还要是呢，与人缘广大，善缘广交，还要是前一辈子能用，下一辈子能用，生生世世能用的，不缺乏，才是真正的福报。
That if we have owned the car to drive, the house to live.The clothes to wear, the food to eat. We feel enough for those material. We can say that this person is rich. But the real wealth and rank is the thing that we can use for next life. If you are able to bring them to your next life, it was not the real wealth.They are not belonging to you.
那我们如何呢？拥有真正的福报？而什么是真正的福报呢？真正的福报就是智慧跟福德。你有道德，你走到生生世世，都有人愿意呢，追随你，都有人愿意恭敬尊重你。你有智慧才能运用你的道德，所以有智慧跟有道德是你真正的福报。
How can we own the real wealth? What is the real wealth? The real wealth is the wisdom and morality. if you have morality, anyone that follow with you, any single life, people are expect of you. The morality was used by your wisdom. Therefore, the wisdom and the morality is your real wealth. They are real belonging to you.
所以呢，唯求住净乐。如果呢，我们只是贪求，我们要自己安适住，所有一切都要快乐，那么要先观察我们自己的心是不是真实能够啊受用这些。那什么样子能成就道德呢？就是让一切所有的物质能够通用广用。为什么呢？因为世间人很辛苦的制造，慈悲的让我们通用，我们也有资格责任将这些所有的物质通用于他人，而不是只有积攒在自己的堆积在自己的家中。
If we only know to see ease and comfort life, we have to observe our own mind first. Do I have enough fortune to own those things? If we understand to use all the material we have on to the right way and the right place, the morality.Can be built up. Why? We all have the responsibility to use the material to the right and good way instead of only put it at our own home, because those materials were made by lots of other people. We have to beThankful for anything people have done to us.
如此呢，我们就可以降服、束缚我们的魔。那么，我们就不是弱数。为什么呢？因为有众多的人呢，受我们的利益，他们就等于是我们的树根，所以我们就是大树。
And when the Mara overflow.As we a tree of little strength, we are not just like a little tree. Why? Because we benefit lots of other people. They represent the root of trees, and we represent a big tree.
好像呢，在以前有一个人，因为呢碰到旱灾。他是一个商人，很有钱。然后呢，他是卖米的。他看到旱灾呢，他就继续啊堆积这个米粮，堆了好几仓库，准备要等很高价的时候呢，再拿出来卖。
Long time ago, there was a rich businessman. He used to sell the rice.During the time of drought, he still piled up the rice in his own granary instead of selling to other people. He wanted to sell the rice out with high price to other people.
然后呢，他对外面呢，去穿那个破旧衣服，跟穷人一样。要让大家呢认为他很穷，也没有食物。那么在他们城外那里呢，有一些呢一般人家还过得去的，已经呢赶快啊卖自己的田产家业，去买粮食呢煮饭粥呢来啊救济灾民。
He wear the broken clothes.Protected just like the poor man, and he showed that he has no food to eat, just that the poor man. Some of the town people sold all their farm and properties out, and then buying the grain to help those victims.
然后呢，他偷偷的叫人呢，啊，去跟啊，要卖田产来买米救人的那些人，用很不好的价钱呢，把他们的好的啊，这个田产啊，房子给买过来，又用很贵的价钱呢，把那个米卖给他们。更可恶的是，他居然去吃他们煮的呢，救济灾民的粮食。
And then he invited some people to buy the farm, house, and properties that were sold by those town people with a very lower price. And he sold the rice to them with the high price. He also went to eat the food which was used to help those victims.
所以呢，这件事情啊，他以为天不知地不知人不知，就这样子做呢，经过没多久，有一天呢，大晴天的，就响起啊一阵响雷，在打雷，那个雷呢正好打在他家的啊这个谷仓里面，居然把那个谷仓的那个门屋顶呢，三座大谷仓全部打破。一阵风卷起来，那个米啊就从那个打破的洞里面都吹出来，散到呢周围所有有旱灾的那些灾民，整个地上都铺满了白米，所有的那些啊灾民呢都非常高兴，挑箩捡筐的赶快出来扫扫那些米。当然过不了两天，这个商人的富翁呢就惭愧而死。可是同样的，他所积攒的那些谷仓里面的米，有三大谷仓全部化为乌有。那个人是非常愚笨跟愚痴，而且呢贫穷的。
He thought that no one knows there's even the heaven of God. One day, the bird found the bull. The thunder broken the rule of the grain. The rice spread all over the floor by one big wind. All victims were so happy to have those rice. And this rich businessman was shamed on himself.He died after 2 days, and finally, he owned nothing at the end. He was so stupid.
人不了悟，我等将毁灭。若彼等如此，则争论自喜。
Still others do not understand that we must perish in this world.Those who understand this, their quarrels are allayed.
那么很多人呢不能够啊去思维观察我们每一个人的生命随着一分一秒啊的消失，都最后呢呈现共同的死亡因缘，必定都会死亡。那么人与人的因缘呢就能够结束，所以深深的了解体悟死亡的必然性，就可以停止战争，无意的战争，转这些呢无意的这些言辞，道东说西，说是非，说斗争，转成什么呢？好好珍惜人生， 善用人生。
Many of people do not understand that the life is perished as time goes on. The life ends in death. The relationship between each other is also ends. If we can realize that the death is the inevitable process of life,to every human being, the world and the quarrels are allayed, and you will understand how treasury you are, and then you will be very cherished for everything you own instead of telling tales.
那么世间人呢，因为没有去真实的学习，每一个人都怕死，就不懂得呢，把这个理所当然的过程先准备好。当你把怕死的心已经准备好了，你已经不怕死了，死对你不产生威胁的时候，你才能够很快乐真正的运用你的人生。
The human beings are all afraid of death. They do not understand how important to be prepared of death. When your mind is really get ready for dying any time, you are not afraid of death. And then you are just able to put to use your life with joyful mind.
所以这句话他讲说呢，鄙人不了悟，所说的就是啊，世间人都不能够呢亲自了解，就体悟到我们每一个人不可能把昨天再拿来今天重新生活。你纵使过一样同样的昨日，可是呢，昨日的光阴不可能再拿来今天。也就是你今天必然随着光阴而老化。
The sentence, still others do not understand. No one has the ability to stop with the passage of time. No one is able to hold the passage of time on hands. Even you have a totally same process and experience of life.As you had ever gone through yesterday, you are not able to move the passage of time of yesterday back to today. Your age depends with time.
那么每一个人呢，能活到今天都是有昨天。昨天呢是让我们学习用昨天的智慧来修正今日。可是很多啊，这个世间的人不明道理，只不过将昨天呢拿来今日支持，认为我昨天有受到这样子好处，今天必然仍然如此。好像做生意的人啊，昨天的生意很好，他就一直希望今天生意跟昨天一样好。如果今天生意不好，他就呢哀怨啊，在那边呢埋天怨地。他不懂得呢，昨天就等于一世，今天又重新开始。如果你今天你今生没有将昨日的经验转换成今天的智慧，那么所有全世界都已经流动，你怎么可能固守昨日呢？
We own today, we also ever have gone through yesterday. All experience that we have gone through yesterday can become our wisdom to revise our future life. Yet many people do not understand the truth of life. They do not know to make a success of life. They were used by the time. They thought that they are able to receive anything today because they had on yesterday. It is like the businessman who always wish that their business today is booming just the same as they had yesterday. If the business is low today, they complain. They forgot that every day is a new start, and the yesterday is already gone. If you do not understand to transform the experience of your life to become your wisdom of life, how could you expect everything has been the same while everything is keeping change in this world?
所以呢，世间人不能够了解体悟，我们呢都会啊经历过死亡。如果呢我们能够若彼等如此，我们彼此之间呢都能够深深去体会生命无常，没有永恒的。每一个人应该珍惜现在你所拥有的因缘，以及人与人之间一生当中很难得珍贵的相处，真的很难得。你们看看，你们在这里与我相处的时间是很难得珍贵，可是呢因为相处不懂得珍贵，却反而去攀援那些偶尔的认为他们珍贵，这个就是人没有福报。天天要过的比较重要，还是呢一年365天当中只有几天而已重要呢？哪一个能让你活下去？
People do not understand that we must perish in this worldSome know not that life ends in death. If everyone realized that life is impermanent and uneternal, people will be very treasured for the relationship and ties between them and others. Moreover, many people do not know to cherishfor any opportunity they had already on, because they thought that they have on it. They are so cherished for those things that they have not owned. They are so cherished for those people who do not live with them. They are willing to get along with others who do not live with them.They have no good fortunes. They are not able to see through the deeply meaning inside the thing.
那么如果人懂得无常，懂得呢珍惜跟感恩，彼此之间呢能够互相如此，那么所有的争论呢就会停息。今天为什么会产生争论？因为不知足，因为没有感谢的心，不会去想一年当中生活在这里最少有350天，跟那些众生相处顶多只是15天一个月，不会超过最多。所以呢把黄金当牛粪，把牛粪啊 当作钻石。好像人呢，习惯于执着自己某一种感觉，这种感觉其实是膨胀你自己的欲望，而没有去反省，却把全世界呢拿来比较这个欲望，就说呢这个世界让你失望了，这是一个不负责任、没有勇气面对自己过失的人。那么本身你就是被你自己唾弃的人，你还有什么资格跟希望奢求他人对你的同情跟包容？
If people do understand the truth of impermanence, if people do understand to be cherished for every opportunity they have on, if people do have thankful mind, people will help to each other and all quarrel can be allayed. Why do people fight and quarrel to each other? Because they are not satisfied for the thing they have owned. They have no grateful mind. They hate the people who used to live together every day. They feel that those group of people who they live together at least 350 days a year are not acting an important role in their mind other than other group of people who they meet to each other only 15 days to 1 month a year. A proverb treat the gold as excrement and treat the excrement as the diamond. People clinging to one kind of their feeling, they never introspect themselves. They just complain to others when the people are not able to satisfy their desires. They say that they were disappointed by this world. In fact, they have no sense of responsibility. They have to be shamed on themselves. How could you expect others to accept totally of you?
所以啊，如果我们善观察自己，我们扪心自问我们自己的付出，那么有什么好争论的？争论点的资格在哪里？再加上你我都会无常，没有永恒不变的，我们就更没有资格争论，那么争论自然就会停息。
If we are able to observe our own mind, if you are able to observe how much you have done to other people, how can you carry out to each other? If you understand that we must perish in this world, the life is imprisonment, and you will be very treasured for everything you had already owned. How can you carry to each other? And the argues and the query will be stopped.
好像呢，以前有一个国王啊，有一天呢，他带领群臣到郊外去， 看看呢他的百姓城市。那么当他看到那些稻田啊以及蔬菜长得这么漂亮美好，他就很高兴啊，转身跟大臣们讲说，你们看，经过我们的努力，我们的百姓过得多么安乐快乐啊！经过我们的努力，我们百姓呢过得多么富足，这样我就放心了，我们也很富贵。
There was a king who led his official to pay a visit of his country and common people. He was so happy when he find that all common people are living in a good life. He spoke to his official, "The common people had a good life because of our contribution."
那么所有的大臣就附和着国王说，对对对，好，因为我们的努力，所以让大家呢有这么好的欢喜。那么他们边走边看呢，本来很欢喜，过了一下呢，那个国王啊突然间就放声大哭，哭得很伤心。那些大臣呢又问国王啊，你为什么要哭呢？那国王就说呢，哎呀，我看到这么好的百姓，这么好的城市啊，我们呢把百姓治理得这么好，那现在呢我已经老了，你们也都老了，我已经快死了，那百姓呢如果没有我的治理啊，他们将 啊很无辜很可怜，然后呢我也不能啊继续拥有这么大好的啊这个河山，所以呢我想着想着就很伤心的哭了。那些所有的大臣呢一听这么说也说啊，对对对，所以也跟着呢就嚎啕大哭了。
The official spoke to the king, "Yes, because of our contribution to them, and they had good life." Suddenly, the king cried loudly. The official asked the king, "My dear king, why are you crying?" The king answered to them, "Even the common people had a good life now.I am getting older and older. You are all old enough to. If one day they are left without me, they are so pity, and I'm not able to own this country anymore. Therefore,I cry when I think of this speech."
那么当大家呢那些大臣啊跟国王哭得稀里哗啦的时候，突然间呢有一个大臣不哭，他反而在那边哈哈大笑啊，指着国王跟那一群呢跟着哭的大臣呢在那边哈哈大笑。那国王呢就很生气地问他，我们都哭得这么伤心，为什么你可以笑？你不应该这样子笑的啊，你有什么好笑的呢？
At the same time, one of officials was laughing at them. The king asked him, "We are all feel sadly.But why are you laughing at?"
这个大臣呢仍然是啊捧腹大笑啊，就跟国王讲，他说呢，国王啊，不是只有你有这个想法而已 如果今天照你这么说的话，你的位置上呢，还是你的老祖宗坐着，哪有你坐的位置的地方？
This official kept laughing and answered to the king, My dear king, not only of you has this kind of stupid thinking, but you have to think that if people are able to avoid of death, you are not able to be a king of the country today. Your forefathers is still the king of this country.
那么可以这么看，如果作为一个领导者不能用智慧习一切呢愚痴法，习一切斗争啊，人云亦云，所想的方法是错误的，那么就会带领众人呢走向毁灭。就像这个国王，他自己起贪欲，扩大他自己呢对啊这个境界的贪心，仍然不能够自见，而世间呢以盲引盲的众生占 99%，其中只有一个大臣有一点智慧，晓之无常，所以并不为境界得到而特别高兴，认为是本分，随分随力而做，并不因为境界失去而悲伤，一样本分是。
Moreover, if a leader who is not able to stop the quarrel withThe wisdom echo the views of others. The idea comes out from his mind are not following the right directions, and he has no ability to solve the problem. The king was greedy for the thing they have owned in his life. He did not understand himself.There are 99% of people in this world have no wisdom. They leave others following by the wrong direction. There is only 1% of people, just that the official, who has the tiny wisdom. He is not feel happy because he owns the thing.He is not feel sad because he lost. He is just doing whatever he thinks that he has to do. Everything to him is all his responsibility.